This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday, April 25th. It will be mostly cloudy and humid again in Dallas today. There's a possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will be 80. The clouds and humidity will stick around tonight, with again a chance of a stray thunderstorm moving into the area. The low will be 69. Here are today's headlines. School safety, teacher retention, and student success are the key focuses of candidates as two seats on the Dallas School Board are up for grabs. The new trustees will join veteran representatives in working with Superintendent Stephanie Elizalde to steer the second largest district in Texas as it works to boost academic performance and manage a roughly $1.9 billion budget. Trustees set DISD priorities for serving the district's roughly 140,000 students, pass legislative agendas, and evaluate the superintendent's effectiveness. Election Day is May 4th. Early voting runs now through April 30th. Student safety is top of mind for candidates. A DISD student wounded a classmate in a shooting at Wilmer Hutchins High School earlier this month, raising concerns about how a teenager brought a gun onto campus despite the use of metal detectors and clear backpacks. To read about the candidates on the ballot and who's supporting them, read this article at dallasnews.com. Next up, a Dallas City Council Committee meeting where members may ask the city auditor to investigate why city employees were allowed to work in an office tower that violated fire code and lacked approval to be fully occupied will be delayed 1 week. The five-member ad hoc committee on general investigating and ethics is now scheduled to meet at 3 p.m. Thursday, May the 2nd. Councilmember Kara Mendelson, who is the group's chair, said she postponed the meeting at the request of a committee member who said they had a scheduling conflict. The group plans to discuss the process around the purchase and occupancy of an 11-story building at 7800 North Stemmons Freeway that the city has spent at least $21 million to buy and renovate since 2022. Employees from the city's permitting office began moving into the building in December, but the facility was abruptly closed April 10th, amid concerns about its condition. In other news, the Dallas City Council on Wednesday approved a deal to pay the WNBA's Dallas Wings $19 million in incentives to move to downtown Dallas from Arlington starting in 2026. Under the 15-year deal, the Wings will become the feature attraction at the Dallas Memorial Auditorium that is part of the Downtown Convention Center complex and move away from the College Park Center on the University of Texas at Arlington campus. The City Council voted 13-0 to approve the agreement, with some elected officials donning Wings-branded hats and shirts to celebrate a relocation the city expects will boost economic development in the downtown area and capitalize on the growing popularity of women's basketball. The deal is still pending approval by the WNBA's Board of Governors. If the board approves, the Wings would join the Dallas Mavericks and Dallas Stars as major pro sports teams based within the city. And summer is approaching, and Dallas Love Field and DFW International Airport will soon be filled with travelers passing through or heading to and from North Texas for summer vacation. It's back to business as usual when it comes to airline pricing, said Haley Berg, lead economist at travel app Hopper. Prices are in line or below last year and pre-pandemic levels, she said, noting the travel app anticipates airfare for late May and early June at around $313 a ticket round trip. In 2022, that price was closer to $400 round trip. Officials at Love Field predict an average of 20,000 to 25,000 passengers coming through the airport daily between departures and arrivals. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. And check out this week's Sports Day Insider as Kevin Sherrington, Evan Grant, and David Moore do their own three-round NFL mock draft, talk about the Mavericks' NBA playoff series against the Clippers, and discuss the Rangers' hitting woes. Just search for Sports Day Insider wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.